That's 14 ayes, 6 noes.
With the help of 3 Democrats, the Senate Agriculture Committee voted to advance a measure preempting state labeling of foods with biotech ingredients. The committee met on Tuesday to discuss the matter after a postponed business meeting last week. The issue has been a hot topic as lawmakers seek to create a national standard for GMO labeling before a state GMO labeling law goes into effect in Vermont at the beginning of July. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who serves as the committee's lead Democrat, says there are a lot of areas where both sides of the discussion can find agreement.
And on the issue before us today, we do have areas of bipartisan agreement. We agree that science has shown us that biotechnology is safe. We agree that biotechnology is an important tool for farmers and producers, particularly as we tackle the challenges of climate change and the need to feed a growing population around the world. And we agree that a 50-state patchwork of labeling laws is not a workable long-term solution.
However, Stabenow said the bill doesn't go far enough in its current form to receive her support.
As I've said from the beginning of the process, for a solution, which includes a 50-state preemption, to receive the broad support necessary to pass the Senate, it must contain a pathway to a national system of mandatory disclosure for consumers.
Stabenow and the majority of the Democrats on the committee voted against the bill. 3 Midwestern Democrats voted in favor, Indiana's Joe Donnelly, North Dakota's Heidi Heitkamp, and Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar. Committee Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas says he wants to work with Stabenow to make sure the bill can move on the Senate floor.
Now on this issue, I have worked in good faith with our distinguished ranking member to try and reach an agreement. We both share a goal of passage on the Senate floor. And I will continue to work with Senator Stabenow and others on both sides of the aisle to find a solution that brings certainty to the marketplace on this issue.
The bill now heads to the full Senate for consideration. The House passed a similar bill last summer. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.